Good evening, everyone. I hope this message finds you and your families and your loved ones healthy and safe and well. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight will be for the Refuah Shalema Umehera, for the speedy recovery. Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, of all of those around the world and in our Jewish communities who are sick because of the coronavirus. They and we all should experience Yeshua's Hashem Keheref Ayin. Hilchas Pesach, many of you have asked specifically whether or not it is permissible this year, unique as it is, for one to pre-order Chametz products on Pesach itself online for delivery after Pesach. Noting that the premise of this question is because all of these delivery services online are delayed, and you're asking whether or not it's permissible to be put in the queue, to get a jump start, a head start, noting that if you wait until after Pesach, some of these delivery food items are not going to come till several days later, so it makes sense. You're asking, is it permissible? Can I order on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and then it's going to come after Pesach? It's a good question, and certainly it's circumstantial. Not every year is this a question that one is asking, but because of the time for which we find ourselves, that's the question that we are addressing. So there are a couple things to consider. The first is, if the Chametz is going to arrive after Pesach, so one is not considered to be the owner of the Chametz until it arrives. And so therefore, there's no issur, there's no prohibition of owning the Chametz on Pesach. So it's very important to know that first and foremost, that you will not be in violation of owning Chametz on Pesach. Nevertheless, it's important to point out that if you're ordering Chametz for commercial purposes, I know that many people aren't doing that today because of this situation, but nonetheless, there are some businesses and there are some purchases that are being made for commercial purposes. And if that's in fact your case, and it is that the value of that Chametz will rise during Pesach, so it is considered then nevertheless that you're deriving benefit from the Chametz, which is Aser. There's an Isser Hanah of Chametz as well. And even if it will be that the value, whether or not it's going to rise, it's undetermined. You're not sure. But if it's a suffix that it might rise in value, so if there's a doubt and there exists a possibility that you'll have Hanah, that the value is going to mean that you're going to have some benefit from it, even whatsoever, so then it's prohibited. Then it's not allowed. Okay, so that's a very important caveat to whether or not you're ordering specifically for your own private family or whether or not you're ordering a little bit more in bulk or for commercial purposes. That would be a chiluk, that would be a difference. Now, if a person needs the chametz to arrive immediately after Pesach within a time frame that requires that the chametz to already exist during Pesach, so there's a machlekes hapoiskim, there's a dispute regarding the authorities whether this is also considered to be a form of hana. Is this considered to be a benefit? Meaning, after all, it needed to exist on Pesach. So if it needed to exist on Pesach, there's some form of benefit that even though you're only getting it after Pesach, that you're still deriving some hana insofar that it existed on Pesach itself. So this is a machlekes. So we're not sure whether or not this is considered to be a form of benefit. And a person who is lenient has what to rely upon, but you have to think about whether or not you really fall into a category of needing to rely on that leniency. So obviously it depends on who you are, what the need is. If it's just that you want to have the comfort and the luxury of having your favorite chametz item, then I would encourage you not to be lenient. But if, of course, a person has something that they need, and they're able to obviously eat chametz free products on Pesach, but it's certain medical or certain dietary or certain more pressing needs that would require you to have it more expediently, so then you can rely on that ruling. And there is a lenient rule to rely on. So therefore, I would say you should reserve that only in a situation where you genuinely, truly, really need it, even though that it's going to arrive after Pesach, and it's not considered to be that you're the owner of it, but still, there is some level of hana insofar that it existed before, or it needed to exist before, and that's why the leniency is the one to rely on only in a situation of some type of need. If a person does not need the chametz immediately for use after Pesach, so that there is sufficient time for it to be produced and delivered after Pesach, so then in that case, it is permitted to order it. So that's a very big difference. It's not that dissimilar from certain food chains, for example, and the amount of time that you need to wait till after Pesach for them to have in their bakeries to have made a bread, for them to have made bagels, danishes, so on and so forth. You want to leave that period of time, that gap, from when after Yontif to when there is time for it to have been produced. So it's a very similar idea. Okay, so this is addressing the pre-order chametz on Pesach online for delivery after Pesach. If there's any questions specific to what your category status is, or if there's any questions related to any of the other previously learned halacha gems or anything else, please, I encourage you and invite you to private message me, as many of you have done. It would be my pleasure to continue to go through these dinim with you, certainly now and always, but certainly now during these extraordinary times. From my family to yours, I wish you all a good night.